So then, okay, so let's say you're an expert. Tell me about your credentials as an expert. Like, obviously, I'm going to make my own choices and direct my own goals, but I'm going to assume that your advice is going to be useful to me, so I'm going to listen to you. But what makes you so qualified to tell me what to do?
I think the thing that makes me qualified, there's several things. I started this at such a young age. I started getting into exercise and changing my nutrition choices and all that stuff when I was about 14 or 15. And that's when I first started getting questions about, people who were overweight. They wanted help changing what they were doing. So I've been working with people since I was like 14 or 15 in this world of weight management. And beyond me just, being in my garage helping people, I decided to actually get formal education. So I went to college and grad school, studied nutrition, studied exercise, became a dietitian, did an internship. I keep trying to earn certifications, and I always am reading up on, the latest research and doing continuing education and all that type of stuff. So I think the blend of formal education and training and then actually working with people in the real world is a nice combination, because a lot of times it's just one or the other. So I think that combination of things and the length of time lends me to helping people with weight.
Now, obviously, we know that real life is kind of messy and doesn't always represent what we read about in our textbooks. What are some of the areas that in your practice you see there's a bit of a division between what you learn formally and what you're hearing from clients or what you're seeing in their lives?
Gosh, probably the biggest thing with that would be all of the really detailed nutrition stuff, like numbers, macronutrient percentages. If somebody says, I'm going to eat 30% of my calories from protein, and I'm going to count this all up today, or I'm going to eat 2,000 calories today, and I'm going to count those all up. All those really detailed things that are great when you have them like in a textbook and they're broken down on that meal plan, those don't work in the real world. I don't ever see them really work. So that really the technical, numerical nutrition stuff never really seems to pan out for real world people.